This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says that a strong person is not he who can out-wrestle another, but it is he who can control his temper, his anger, when he is becoming upset and angry. And you can actually do that which is not embarrassing, and you can control yourself. That makes you very, very strong. I want to talk about what happens on the roads. In most countries, subhanAllah, there is something called road rage. You're driving a nice car, everything is going well, someone happens to cut you up, meaning they come in front of you, or they've done something that may not be the best of things to do, or you're just jealous of their car, let's face it, subhanAllah. And what happens? There is road rage. You begin to, you know, say things, do things. You know, you want to hoot at them, you want to sometimes swear them. Don't do that. Don't be tempted. Remember, when you control your temper on the road, you've actually fulfilled the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and a great teaching of Islam known as controlling your temper. People will try to intimidate you. Do not become intimidated, because then they control you. Imagine if I want you to do something nasty and silly, all I need to do is make you angry. When you're angry, you will do something nasty if you don't have belief and if you don't practice properly upon the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that case, the loss will be yours. Someone else can now control you by merely making you upset. So the best thing to do is control your temper. When you deal with a matter or people are trying to perhaps incite, etc., think of it, be rational, do something about it in the best possible way that is free from, you know, temper and anger. Because when you're angry, part of your brain and your mind is actually shut off and you can't think straight. People say, I can't think straight, I'm so angry, I'm upset. Well, that's true. You cannot think straight because you're angry. Calm down. The hadith actually talks about how people shouldn't judge. You know, a judge who has been appointed to judge between people, when he is very angry, he should excuse himself for that moment until he's calm. Then he can come back and think better. So if that's the case, imagine everyone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from road rage. And may He make us from those who are courteous on the roads. You know, people are becoming less and less courteous. We don't give way to people. We think, no, it's not their right, and so on. Take it easy. Even if someone bumps into you, do not get angry. It was just an accident. Nobody does it purposely. That's why it's called an accident, because it is by accident. Otherwise, they would have given it a different name. So there is no point in becoming angry when someone's bumped into you, but rather you come out, emerge from your vehicle, thank Allah that you're okay, could have been worse, and yes, legally you will deal with the matter. But there is no need to show some rage and flex your muscle as though you're the person. That doesn't help you at all. Be calm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us and grant us the ability to be calm. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.